Guts.work.
Guts Radio.
Guts Radio.
Tug Live. Voices from the inside out. Portrait of people who make us vibrate, reconnect, shift, and play. For this very first episode, I sat down with Melanie, body worker, midwife, yoga teacher. She just opened Harmony Studio, a wellness coaching and therapy space in Prenzlauer Berg, Berlin.
Melanie, how did you first get into massage?
I started as a midwife and actually a kung fu teacher. And also I was teaching yoga. The yoga classes I went to, I liked at the end. We had some teachers who actually touched the neck during Shavasana. And I really liked that. And I thought, like, this I want to do as well. And I need to learn how to touch people professionally. I think we cannot not use energy when we meet people. Like, any connection is a connection. So it's beyond profession or whatever role you meet a person. Like, if it's a midwife or a kung fu teacher or yoga teacher or whatever it is, it's still just a concept in which you move during that connection. But then again, at the end, it's a connection. It's a way to connect.
All about intention.
It's all about intention. Like, anything you do is about motivation or intention. So having the good motivation is what it takes, because at the end, you never know if it's good or bad what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's just like anything. And also, yeah, where you have your intention, the body follows. Like, the body follows intention. If someone is sick, maybe this is the best thing that could happen to that person. So if I have a client coming and telling me his story, and I always have the intention, or even like detailed intentions, but like a general intention to help the person having access to feeling better, or to repairing what is wrong, or to support the capacity of healing. During the session, there's details like, I would like to remove the heavy weight of its shoulders and stuff like that. So I imagine that. Yeah, finally, what the person is doing with that information, it's up to him or her. Or them. But the body is able to change as long as it's alive, as the body is alive. So we give the possibility to have the capacity to change something that we don't like. It's just wellness, basically. But feeling well is all we need.
Yeah.
And then we're able to do anything.
What is body?
We imagine that, like, the body ends where we can see it, but does it probably end where we can feel it? But maybe some people only feel the skin, but some people feel like the body already in a bigger distance. And I think most of us do, because if someone is like standing in front of us too close, we already feel like it's too close, and it's like it's touching in a way. So where does the body start? Where does it end? If I lose my appendix, did I lose my body? Or how many parts can I lose and still be body? And so I think this is already not really clear. And mind, I think, is also is probably just a concept, or maybe it is the body, but maybe we are only mind. And I think the definition is not clear in my mind yet, or in my head yet.
Yeah.
So it's, or in my body, or whatever.
Or your mental system.
Yeah, it is just, yeah. Because I'm working with bodies, but is it only the body? Because why is the person crying sometimes? Or why is it... So we don't know.
What types of massage do you offer here at Harmony Studio?
I do. There's different massages. There's different types. I learned Lumi massage, which I really like, and Ayurvedic massage. And like, practically, I like to have the oil on the table, because then I can massage people like in a 3D way, like up, down, like underneath the body and on top of the body, like, and I can really hold the person. And I really like that. But then again, I have a different structure, which is not in the Lumi. And so it's kind of a mixture of the stuff I learned and also adapted to the actual person. And always new and never the same, not twice the same massage. Yeah, I learned wellness massage and Ayurvedic massage and Lumi massage. And then I massaged many, many, many people to find out what would be, yeah, how I can connect the best with the person and how the person can feel really safe and how I feel safe, like how I can respect the boundaries of the person, my own boundaries, and still get in touch and, yeah, having the best results or effect on every single person. So there is a structure and there's a safe structure which is like always there. But like if I spend like 10 minutes working on the back or 40 minutes working on the back, this changes in dependence on the needs of the person. Yeah. But yeah, I also do other massages. Like it's not only this one. I do also like work on hormonal balance, and I work for women, pregnant women, and I prepare them for labor, and I help them with recovery from labor. And recently I learned scar work, which is very interesting as well, like working on scars and their impact on the whole body. Like a small scar somewhere in the neck could impact the ankle. This is so amazing to have the possibility and capacity to work on that. So that's quite new and very exciting. And yeah, it's about fascia, but in the same way, it's not about the details of the fascia. It's just rearranging stuff in the body, which is super interesting. And it's not painful, because most of the scar works people usually know is painful. And this one is like no pain at all.
How often would you recommend to have a body work?
I think depending on your life situation. If you have a very stressful life, like being a mother who's never sleeping enough and like working constantly, you should have one like once a week. And if you have a very chilled life and like going to the sauna like every day, having time to work out, having time to, or taking your time and doing meditation, doing stuff that you like, finding new spots every other day, and then you're already with yourself, you already are, and you don't need to be reminded to find time to be. So that would be enough to do like once a month. And people forget how good it is to be cared for.
And what do you enjoy the most about the massage you are giving?
I enjoy to that people have the confidence to actually put themselves on the table and just let me do my work in connection with them. And then afterwards they sit on my chair and they reflect on what they fell, and that is the pleasure. Like basically afterwards, that it's the moment that there's basically no words what happened, but it's just being in the body and not in the head, like making it difficult to express what actually happened. This is kind of the best, because it's beyond words and it's beyond concepts in a way.
What's your story with Berlin?
Actually, I have 4 children and we lived in a small town at the Dutch border, and I never really liked it there. I was there for 7 years at the end, and at some evening, one of my children said, well, we were having dinner and they said, why don't we move to Berlin? And I felt like, yeah, why don't we move to Berlin? So I was like always trying to find a solution to leave that place, but I didn't find a reason why to go to a specific place. Like I could go anywhere. And then they came up with the idea to go to Berlin, and we've been like in Berlin for some days for some reasons. And then I thought, yeah, let's go to Berlin. And I tried to find an apartment and I moved my children to Berlin. It's been 15 years.
All right. And so how do you like the city?
I felt home like immediately. In the other place I lived before, I didn't feel home in 7 years. And that took us like 5 days and it was home. Sometimes I feel it's too loud. I feel old in a way, like, oh God, maybe I'm too old for all that noise. Because it didn't bother me like 10 years ago or like even 2 years ago, but now it starts bothering me in the noise. But anything else I like about it, Berlin, it's fine. It's my place to be.
And what do you like to do in Berlin?
I love my bike. And I think cycling in Berlin is good. This is kind of so calming me down, making me happy. And it's endless. So you can cycle for 2 hours and you're still in Berlin. And then you still have to go home. And so you can spend the day. And there's always new stuff to find.
Like what? What's the last things you found out about?
Recently I went from Prenzlauer to Schöneberg, which was completely new to go to that direction after work. And I found that was really nice. I've been to Gleisdreieck Park and I found people doing capoeira under a bridge. And they were making the music and I went there and I had a super nice evening doing capoeira on that bridge in Gleisdreieck Park. And that's Berlin. You can like always find something good and you can always join in and they were very welcoming. And I haven't done capoeira before, just like my children did, but I haven't. And it was so nice to just be part of a group I haven't seen before and just do that. So this is kind of, yeah, this is Berlin.
And what would you be your favorite address to go to dinner?
To dinner?
Dinner.
Yeah. What I really like to do is having a Swiss fondue, and I take the cheese to the park, which is very close to my home, and bring the pot and everything and just heat the fondue and eat it in the park. So I would prefer that to a restaurant, but I'd like the sun, like a not rainy day.
Thank you, Melanie, for bringing your voice from inside out to Guts Radio.
Guts Radio!
You can find Melanie at Harmony Studio, a collaborative space for massage, therapy and coaching, where different practitioners come together to help you reconnect, relax and realign. I highly recommend a full body massage. Find out more episodes of Voices from the Inside Out on guts.work.
Voices from the Inside Out.